Zahn Little mit Blue Magic auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 11 Minuten. Und der Künstler ist bei mir im Studio, der Mann, der heute Abend im Binu spielen wird, der Künstler aus Philadelphia. Wir quatschen, wie gesagt, über die zweite Solo-Platte Blue Magic, deren Songs in der australischen Provinz entstanden. Wir finden raus, wie wichtig eine ganz bestimmte ausgeliehene Gitarre fürs Gelingen der Lieder war. Sprechen auch nochmal über Philadelphia als Kreativhauptstadt, die Vorteile eines Multi-Instrumentalisten werden wir besprechen. Und wir müssen natürlich auch sprechen über das Verhältnis von Magie und Musik. Zunächst aber heißt es Hallo und Willkommen, hello and welcome to Flux FM again, Aaron.
Thank you.
So how are you doing today? Where are you coming from?
Pretty good. Where am I coming from?
That's the worst question.
He's Cologne.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And that was nice. Playing there was nice.
Yeah, it was cool. It was
Sounds
cool.
good to me. Sounds good to me. Congratulations on New Magic.
Thank you.
Another great album, your second solo LP. And I've read that the first steps towards this record were kind of made when you were in Australia, in rural or northern Australia. Yeah. How did that surrounding inspire you? What happened there?
Well, you know, I think, you know, fear is a very powerful thing, you know, and maybe as powerful as any feeling you can have. And I'd heard that there were a lot of animals that want to kill you in Australia, but I hadn't really seen any yet. And when I went to the Northern Territory, it was very humid. There was, you know, just almost like there's like a tropical kind of feeling there. And when the sun went down, you look up in the trees and the trees are covered with these enormous bats, you know, bodies. They're like big fat house cats with wings.
No.
Which is very frightening to me.
I can imagine that, man.
I also saw some enormous crocodiles, which is also scary. I'm almost more afraid of the bats for some reason. There's something about bats that creeps me out.
There's this myth surrounding them and the whole Dracula thingy, you know?
Yeah. I'd just rather not be that close to bats. So instead of, you know, walking around and seeing the sights, I decided to just stay in the hotel and, you know, try and write something. And the only thing I didn't have with me was an acoustic guitar. That was the one thing I needed.
Yeah.
And I asked, the people who brought me there if they could, you know, source a guitar for me. They have a very famous, popular, Aboriginal singer on their record label, named Dr. G, who sadly passed away not long after I left. But, Dr. G lent me his guitar, which I took in the hotel room, and right away there's just a feeling about the guitar, which
I've experienced the same thing, man.
Yeah, where you just feel there's something about it. It's easy to play.
Yeah.
It has an unusual ring to it. I just knew there was energy in the guitar.
Yeah.
There were songs in the guitar, and I sat there for really just a few hours and ended up writing five songs.
And that's where the magic happened, kind of, right?
Exactly.
I mean, the magic is in the title of the LP,
right.
And it happened with the Northern Australia part, and it happened with that very guitar. And that's super interesting because I have experienced the same thing. There's a friend of mine who has this beautiful acoustic guitar. It's kind of like worn down.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's not like a high quality guitar.
Right.
But always when I try to write a song, I always ask this guy if he could lend me his guitar for 2 weeks, because after 4 days there's a song that has come out of the guitar.
Yeah.
And I have tried like for years maybe or months to write a song with my own guitar.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. And I pick up his and I'm like, oh, there's a melody coming. Oh, I mean, this is a chord progression I've never used. You know what I'm saying?
I think I got the solution for you.
I should buy the guitar.
You should just take it.
Not even give
him
money.
Next time, just don't give it back.
Might be the idea,
At least for a while. Just, you know, make up some excuses.
The guitar that you have used, I mean, the guy who owned it sadly passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like, did you get to keep it or something?
No, no, I didn't. I gave it back after the show. I used it at the show, which unfortunately was not even able to come to, so we never met in person. Our connection now is this forever, this guitar.
Wow.
You know? So, you know, I'll always be grateful to Dr. G for allowing me to use that instrument.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really an interesting and super beautiful story, especially when one's looking at the title of the record, New Magic, and mm-hmm. then you hear about that story. And then you realize, wow, I mean, music is one of the few art forms that still has magic included. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All the photographers, they use Photoshop and optimize their shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you go for a band or if you go for music and you don't optimize everything with Audio Logic or the modern production thingies, mm-hmm. I mean, there's still so much magic. Magic happening, and
right.
no one ever knew why the minor chord is sadder than the major chord, you know.
Right.
Still unexplained.
No one's I don't think anyone's ever gonna know.
No, but it's magic. It's happening.
It is
cool. I'm loving it. Let's listen to another song of the record ASAP, and then we'll talk a bit more. Then you'll play us a little version of Oh Me Oh My. I'm already looking forward to that. Song Little immer noch bei mir im Studio hier von der aktuellen Platte ASAP, As Soon As Possible. Song Little mit ASAP, nochmal von der New Magic LP abgespielt, der Künstler, der mit bürgerlichem Namen Aaron Livingston heißt, ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Weil Livingston lange als Little Son ausgesprochen wurde, hat er das immer irgendwann umgedreht und hat seinen Künstlernamen draus gemacht. Son a Little. Außerdem ist interessant, dass er eigentlich aus L.A. stammt, dass er in New York gelebt hat und dann eben nach Philadelphia ging zum Studieren. Und dort hat er alle kennengelernt, die Roots, Questlove und wie sie alle heißen. Ein wichtiger Schritt. How important was that move? Because I just told people that you were born in L.A.,
right.
you grew up in New York City.
Right.
I mean, those are like interesting cities.
Right.
You could stay there and start a musical career, but right. you decided to go to Philly to study, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then all those things happened, right? How important was making that move, do you think?
Pretty important. I mean, I think, you know, in some way, probably... I'm doing more or less what I would have done anyway
yeah.
somehow, but the particular route that I took, you know, led me to meet those guys, to meet the Roots and, get to work with them. They work with RJD too, you know,
yeah.
And really the school I chose, Temple, is a place where, a lot of Philly artists meet the Roots manager, Rich Nichols, who also passed away sadly a few
yeah.
years ago, was a DJ at the Temple radio station, which at that time only played jazz, all 24-hour jazz station, one of the only 24-hour jazz stations in the country.
Yeah.
And so there was a scene around jazz and soul music there. So it kind of was just the perfect place, I think, for me to get started, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I've never been there, obviously, and I've not jammed with Questlove or mm-hmm. something, but I imagine those guys to be, like, super supportive. If they see a talent, they won't be like, oh, no, we'll be bringing out a new record, let's hide this guy under the table or
right.
something. No, they'll force you to do more, they'll
right.
help you out.
That's one of the beauties of what they have done, and I don't think they're really... get enough credit for having done this, but
yeah.
I mean, they've really been involved in starting like hundreds of careers, you know, of people who are very well known. Some people, you know, on the scene, some people behind the scenes, but they've had a massive influence on the culture through music, and it's basically a lot. Mostly because they've done such a good job
yeah.
Exposing younger talent, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I do love the fact, but that just came up in the back of my head. Do love the fact that Cody Chestnut
right.
is kind of back again.
Sure.
You know, he was the one who invented the Seat 2.0 back then.
Or right, right.
They recorded his song
yeah.
basically.
Right.
And I love the fact that he's back after decades of doing nothing in music, and it's so good. The stuff that he does is so great still.
Yeah.
And he's one that came into my mind when we were just talking about how supportive the Roots were and are. Now 2017 is coming to an end. I think it was a super complicated, tough year for the most of us, politically speaking.
Yeah.
was a good year for you too, though. I mean, it was kind of like a nice year.
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet because it certainly has had its problems.
Totally.
I'm ready to start a new one.
Me too. Me too, man. I'm really happy.
Let's try again.
Yeah. We have like one or two more tries left. Let's try this one again.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, cool. On this record, you played all of the instruments, or almost all of the instruments, yourself. You've worked with other artists as well. You've recorded a super nice EP with Mavis Staples in 2015. Mm-hmm. Are you planning to work with other artists, produce other artists as well again, or is it something that you only do for Mavis?
No, I love collaborating with other artists. It's one of my favorite, if not my favorite thing to do. You know, I spent a lot of time on my own this past year, writing and doing the production stuff for my own record. But, you know, now when the tour winds down a little bit, in 2018, I can, you know, maybe start, getting back in the studio with some other folks.
Because I love the Mavis Staples EP that we've done, and I really think you would be a super producer for one or the other artist, because I mean, you do know how to produce and you do know how to play the instruments.
Right.
Maybe you can help out with like a with like a bridge or something, you know. The chorus is nice, but something is missing. I have something for you.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I really think that there would be many, many great artists that would be compatible to you, and vice versa.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, as soon as you do something, let us know.
Yeah.
I'm already looking forward to listening to new stuff and to listening to stuff that you've produced. So you brought your acoustic guitar with you, and you're going to play us a little version of Oh Me Oh My. That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little different spin on it.
Oh, nice. Im Anschluss an die Performance verlose ich Tickets für seine Show. Hier ist aber zunächst mal live zu hören Sean Little mit Oh Me Oh My auf Lux FM.
Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Frozen in time. Oh me, oh my. Feel that death grip of fear. Wrap a claw around your petrified heart. No break, make you feel down the run and make a brand new start on Mars. Feels like everywhere you go, round the globe, another terror waits. Yeah, and no matter what you change, all the pain and everything stays the same. Oh my, oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my, frozen in time. Oh me, oh my. Feel my body going numb and paranoia take control of my mind. And the pressure on my neck, this ain't no crocodile tears in my eyes. Nah, feels like everywhere you go, round the globe, another terror awaits. Yeah. And no matter what you change, all the pain and everything stays the same. Oh my, oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Strange fruit on the vine. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my, blind leading the blind. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my, frozen in time. Oh me, oh my.
Yes, I love that version, man. It's a little bit more of tango happening in there, right?
It's the negative image, that one is.
Yeah, I love it. It's like a more of a three quarters of a beat thingy happening there. Like,
exactly,
chuck,
exactly.
Chuck, chuck, right, chuck. Right. I've read about the fact that you were in love with tango when you were recording the record and stuff.
Tango and waltzes was kind of my thing. And actually, for a little while, If I wrote ten songs, eight of them were waltzes. I was like, okay, I'm gonna work on this.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's easier to just count till three, right?
That's right. I never was good at math.
Why is the new record a waltz record? Because I never was good at math.
One of these days, the whole thing is gonna be all waltzes.
Nice though. I love it. I love that beat. So I want to thank you for visiting.
Thanks a lot.
Für die Show in Binu habe ich jetzt noch ein paar Tickets, die ich verlosen darf unter der 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Sean Little spielt heute Abend im Binu und stellt nochmal seine neue Platte New Magic vor, die wirklich wieder sehr, sehr hörenswert geworden ist. 030-2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und zum Abschluss des Gesprächs spiele ich hier nochmal Mavis Staples mit dem Stückchen See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Das hat nämlich Aaron Livingston mit Mavis produziert. You were working with the great Mavis Staples in 2015, and you've produced a pretty good little EP with her.
I did all right.
Yeah, she did. Let me tell you. Thanks for visiting, Aaron.
Thanks, my pleasure.
I hope I'll see you again next year. As soon as you come to Berlin again, visit us, please.
I can't wait.
Okay, cool. Have fun at tonight's show. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Always. Go on.